Praise the Lord. God is awesome in this place tonight. Amen. He is a mighty, mighty God. And we're so blessed to be saved tonight, aren't we? Amen. To have the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our lives. We are just so blessed. Before I get started tonight, Pastor and I want to thank you so much for blessing us for Christmas like you did. You just went over and above, and we couldn't have been more surprised, and we couldn't be more blessed. So thank you so much. Thank all of you. You just don't know how much that meant to us and how much we are so, so thankful for each and every one of you. Thank you. Amen. And Pastor was talking about believing for miracles tonight. And I happened to think about when he was talking about that we, the intercessors, prayed over some cloths. One day last week, I think it was. I can't remember if it was Tuesday or Friday. I think it was Friday. We anointed the cloths and we prayed over them. So if you are believing for a miracle, if there's something that you're believing for, someone that you're believing for, you might want to get one of those cloths because they have been prayed over, and you might want to take one of them tonight. And can I get somebody to get those cloths before we dismiss the service tonight? Then we run out the door and we forget about getting the cloths, okay? So I feel like that's what the Lord would have us to do right now. Amen. If you will, Johnny, just pass them out. Raise your hand if you want a cloth, and Johnny can give you one. Amen. God is still the healer, isn't he? He's still the Savior, and he's still the deliverer. Whatever you have need of tonight, amen, he has got everything covered that you may have need of tonight. And he's still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He changes not. The title of my message tonight is Your Shepherd. Jesus is your shepherd tonight. Praise God. Amen. Let's turn to Psalms chapter 23. Chapter that we're all very familiar with tonight, but I want to read it to you in the NIV, the New International Version, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. I love that. Amen. I could just camp out right there. I lack nothing. Isn't that an awesome confession to make? The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He covers it all. I lack nothing. It doesn't matter what it is. Amen. God has got it covered for me. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those are awesome words, aren't they? Amen. So David wrote this psalm, and David was a shepherd boy who became a king. Praise God. Now Jesus is our shepherd, and he is the king. Amen. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. 1 Peter 2:25 says, Jesus is our shepherd and bishop of our soul. And the NIV says, he is our shepherd and the overseer of our soul. And another translation says that he is our shepherd and the guardian of our soul. Amen. All wonderful things. It tells me that he really cares for us. And he really watches over us. Amen. And so there's nothing that gets past him. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing, and he's all-knowing. Amen? And so he's right there with us. He is so close to us. Amen? Praise God for that. Now, there are three titles given to Jesus as our shepherd in the Word of God. The first one is Jesus is our good shepherd. Yes. Hallelujah to that. If you had any questions tonight, if Jesus is good or if he's bad or if he's angry or if he's glad, we serve a good shepherd. Yeah. He is a good shepherd to you tonight, amen? He's a good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. Yeah. Now that is a good shepherd, isn't it? I can't think of too many people that I would really want to give my life for. Amen. Not saying I wouldn't do it. Amen. I know I'd do it for my baby, my child. I know I would lay my life down for him. But we don't know until we get in that position, do we? But Jesus laid his life down for all of us.
Amen.
And then the second title, it says, Jesus is our great shepherd. So he is our good shepherd, and he is our great shepherd who was raised from the dead. Amen. Hallelujah. We serve a great and mighty God, don't we? Amen. We serve an awesome God tonight. We serve a mighty, wonderful God tonight. Hallelujah. And then the third title is, Jesus is our chief shepherd, who is coming again. Hallelujah. That's awesome to think about tonight. I got a hold of a scripture just recently that talks about, and I wish I could have written it down and wish I had reference to it tonight, but it talks about that God brought me out with silver and gold, and there is none feeble among my tribe. So, you know, I think about the chief shepherd. He is over all the tribe. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. We are his tribe tonight. Praise God. Yes. And he is the chief shepherd. There's none higher. There's none greater. Amen. Chief of the tribe is as high as you can get.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. And that's who we serve tonight. He is our chief shepherd who is coming again, and he's coming again soon. Praise God. 1 Peter 5 and 4 in the NIV says, and when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that will never fade away. Our chief shepherd, amen, when he appears. Glory to God. So Jesus is our good shepherd, he's our great shepherd, and he is our chief shepherd tonight. Isn't that awesome to know?
Amen.
Praise God. And so this Psalm 23, is right where we're living today. Praise God, right. It is for us today. It is for yesterday, and it is for today, and it'll be for tomorrow. Amen. That's how awesome God's Word is. Amen. So you might think, well, I wonder if that word was for way back yonder, or, you know, when is the word for? It's for today.
Yes.
This is right where we are, right here today. Hallelujah. We could quote these scriptures or these verses like, because Jesus is my shepherd, I shall not want. Amen. Because he is your shepherd tonight, you shall not want. Or you could say, because Jesus is my shepherd, he makes me lie down in green pastures.
Amen.
But Pastor Sharon, don't you see all these things that are going on in the world? How can you possibly lay down in green pastures? That means that you're more or less flourishing. You've got the best place. You've got the best land. You've got the most prosperous place. Amen.
Yes.
That's because Jesus is your shepherd tonight.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And Jesus is your shepherd, or because Jesus is your shepherd, Even though you walk through the shadow of the valley, through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil. Amen. Because He is your shepherd tonight. Amen. No matter what you go through, hallelujah, you don't have to fear evil. You don't have to worry about what's coming upon the earth. Amen. We have the good shepherd. We have the great shepherd. We have the chief shepherd on our side. Glory to God. It's because Jesus is your shepherd tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It's a fixed thing. Amen. It's already fixed. It's all in your favor tonight. Hallelujah. For the Christian tonight. So why is Jesus referred to as our shepherd through the Word of God? So, you know, it might help a little bit to know a little bit about the job of a shepherd. Now, I can't say I'm an authority, although I have a few animals that I take care of. They might not be sheep. They're dogs. But I am the shepherd of them, let me tell you. Or they might be the shepherd and they take them. See, they got me pretty well trained. I have to admit that. But what is the shepherd's job? Well, the shepherd is responsible for the total care of the flock. He takes care of the flock completely. Everything about the flock is his responsibility to take care of. So, as your shepherd, Jesus being your shepherd, his responsibility is to take total care of you, his sheep. Praise God. I think I'm in pretty good hands tonight. It's not Allstate either. Amen. It's Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. No matter what your situation might look like tonight, Jesus cares for you. He is your good shepherd tonight. He is your great shepherd tonight. He is your chief shepherd tonight. Amen. And He takes total care of His sheep tonight. Hallelujah. It's good news. Hallelujah. With Jesus as our shepherd, taking total care of us, amen. He doesn't want us to carry the burdens. He doesn't want us to carry the worries. He doesn't want us to carry anxiety. He doesn't want us to carry frustration. He doesn't want us to carry troubles. He doesn't want us to carry problems. He wants us to cast them on Him. Hallelujah. Jesus, You are my chief shepherd. You are my great shepherd. You are my good shepherd. Oh, God, You take care of me. I'm Your sheep. Hallelujah. You take care of me, Jesus. I can't worry myself into a breakthrough. Amen. Hallelujah. I can't change one little thing that says, the Word says you can't change one hair on your head. Amen. Although so many of us, we try so hard to get them gray hairs popping in the head by worrying. But I found a solution to that. Amen. I like to say it was casting my care, but I helped the Lord out a little bit. Amen. And you men know about Grecian. I won't go there. It's not just us ladies. The Good Shepherd. Hallelujah. We're in good hands. The Good Shepherd is taking complete and total care of His sheep tonight. Isaiah 40 and 11 in the New International Version says, He tends His flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in His arms and carries them close to His heart. I love that. Isn't that awesome? Isn't it wonderful to know that Jesus just gathers you into His arms? Amen. And holds you close to His heart. You are precious to the Lord tonight. He cares so much for you. Amen. Awesome to know. Jesus totally loves you tonight. Jesus totally cares for you tonight. Amen. A shepherd, number two, a shepherd finds the best pasture for his sheep. Verse 2 says, He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Jesus always wants you in a peaceful place. Yes. Jesus always puts you in the best place for you. He puts you in the right place at the right time. He goes before you. And if there's a crooked place there, amen, our good shepherd, our great shepherd, our chief shepherd, He'll put you back on track. Amen. He'll find the best path for you to take. He'll show you the best direction to go in. Amen. He'll give you the best job to apply for you. Now, your family might know think that they know the best job for you. Or your friends might think they know the best job for you. Amen. Or your family might think that they know the best husband or wife for you. Or your friends might think they know the best husband or wife for you. But is that God's plan? Is that His direction? Is that His green pasture that He has planned for you? We need to seek Him first. Amen? Get His direction. See what His direction is, because He wants you to have the best pasture. He doesn't want you to go through any rough terrain. Amen? He wants a smooth land for you to dwell in. Green pastures. He locates the best for His sheep. And number three, a shepherd also has to find pasture with slow-moving, quiet waters. Amen? Because the sheep won't drink from rushing water. See, the sheep know that if they fall into rushing water, that they will quickly drown. Amen? Because of the wool, their wool is so thick that if they fall into to water, they're going to sink quickly. And so the shepherd has to find a place that has still, quiet water for the sheep to drink from. And so that's what Jesus does for us. It's His plan to put us in a safe place. Amen? It's His plan for us to be in places of peace and rest. Amen? Matthew 11:28 says, Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. See, we try to find our rest in the answer to our problem. And so we'll go about trying to figure out, how am I going to make this happen? How am I going to make this work? How am I going to get this money? How am I going to do this? And how am I going to do that? How am I going to take care of my bills? And all these things. And Jesus said that the rest is when you come to Him. So we need to come to Him first thing. A problem comes up. An unexpected debt comes up. Amen? And the first thing we need to do is go to our good shepherd. The one that takes care of us. The one that cares for us so much. Go to Him. In Him is the rest. When we get outside of Him, we lose our peace. Amen. Go back to the Good Shepherd. Trust Him. He doesn't want to look bad. He doesn't want, well, this is my child that I love and I shepherd and I care for, and they're coming to me and they're trusting me, they're asking me, they're leaning on me. But the thing is that He doesn't always do it today. And He doesn't always do it in our way, in our timing. And so we get into fear. And then there's that little old devil talking in our ear, yakety yak. It ain't gonna work out. Jesus didn't hear that prayer. Not true. He heard your prayer. Amen. He hears your prayers tonight. And He knows He has the perfect plan for your situation. He knows exactly how to get it to you. He knows who to speak to. Amen. He'll cause you to have favor with people that you cannot believe you have favor with. He'll highlight you. He'll put you like a highlighter market. Marker. Amen. And they'll be thinking, I don't know why I am doing this for that person. Why am I doing this for them? It's because your good shepherd is moving on their hearts. Amen. Taking care of His sheep. Number four, it's the shepherd's job to make the sheep feel safe and secure. Hallelujah. Jesus wants you to feel safe and secure. Hallelujah. Sheep, you know, sheep are easy to get skittish. They're easy to get agitated, fearful. And so when they get agitated, the shepherd has to step in and calm the sheep down. And that's what Jesus does with us. We get in a tizzy, don't we? When a situation comes up, we get in a tizzy. But Jesus comes on the scene. Amen? Just like the storm, Jesus said, "Peace, be still." And right in the middle of your storm tonight, Jesus is going to come on the scene and say, "Peace, be still in your situation." Because He is your good shepherd tonight. Because He's your great shepherd tonight. Because He's your chief shepherd tonight. Amen. Because He looks after His sheep. You are His sheep tonight, and He cares for you tonight, and He knows what's going on in your life, and He wants to put you in a place that you feel safe and that you feel peace, amen? So He'll say, "Peace be still," to that storm that you're going through tonight. The shepherd protects the sheep from any kind of danger, and that's what your heavenly shepherd is doing tonight, protecting you, amen? The shepherd protects the sheep, and you know, he'll protect them from wolves, and he protects them from any kind of animal that will cause a problem, and he protects them from predators that would try to kill them. It is the shepherd's job to protect them. Amen. And the shepherd protects and them even from men. You know, because there are men that want to steal the sheep. And so the shepherd steps in and takes control of it. You remember David, he slew the lion and the bear because he was a shepherd over the sheep. Praise God. So any enemy that tried to get to the sheep, the shepherd had to step in. The enemy had to go through the shepherd first. Praise God. And that's the same way it is with us. You know, our enemy has no power over us because our shepherd, hallelujah, Jesus is watching over us. He's taking care of us, amen. And the enemy has to go through Jesus first. Hallelujah. And the good news tonight is that Jesus has already defeated the devil. He's already defeated our enemy tonight, amen. Jesus defeated him at the cross. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a defeated foe. He can't get to you. He wants you to think that he can.
That's right.
He wants you to think that he can, but he can't come through Jesus. He can't come through your shepherd tonight. Verse 4 talks about walking through the valley of the shadow of death. And we will fear no evil, for Jesus, our shepherd, is with us. So he's walking through that valley right there with you. And he's walking you through that valley straight up the mountain to the mountaintop to victory. Glory to God. You're not walking through that valley by yourself. The good shepherd's walking right there with you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jeff, you can get Ashley. He's walking right there with you tonight. And then verse 5 says that God prepares a table for you in the presence of your enemies. I love that, don't you?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Your enemies think they've got the upper hand on you. They think, oh boy, look at what they're going through. No, God has got a table prepared for you right in the presence of your enemies. Amen. He has got a table of blessings prepared for you. He's got a table of His goodness prepared for you. He's got a table of healing prepared for you. He's got a table of provision prepared for you tonight. Amen. He's got a table of protection prepared for you. Glory to God. And He has a table prepared with victory for you. Amen. Hallelujah. You're victorious tonight. Glory to God. The enemy might sound like a roaring lion, but he is toothless tonight against the sheep of God's people.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you have immunity.
Amen.
Glory to God. Immunity from the enemy. He's trying to get to you. He wants to get to you. And he's roaring like a big old lion. But he ain't got no teeth. So he can't do what he would like to do. Because there's the shepherd right there. He can't get through the shepherd. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And number 7, the shepherd is responsible for the health of the sheep. The shepherd takes care of the sheep. Now, sometimes the shepherd has to use ointment and other medications on the sheep because of pests, because of parasites and other things. But, you know, Jesus wants us to be healthy. He wants to, he takes care of us just like the shepherd takes care of the sheep. Hallelujah. Jesus wants us healthy spirit, soul, and body, and He has made provision for us. Glory to God. Jesus anoints our head with oil. Our shepherd has made provision. Hallelujah. Yeah. He's made provision for us to be strong, healthy, whole. Glory to God. I say it every day. I give the devil's face. My body is strong, healthy, and whole. Sickness, disease, pain, and weakness cannot and will not dwell in my body in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He anoints our head with healing oil. He's Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. The Lord that heals us. He's our healer tonight. Jesus is everything that you have need of tonight. Amen. There's not one thing that God cannot take care of. There's nothing too hard for Him. Amen. Glory to God. He takes care of every part of us. Not just a little part here and a little part there. All of us till full to overflowing. He is an overflow God. Hallelujah. He is the good shepherd tonight. Amen. He is the great shepherd. Glory to God. He is the chief shepherd. There's none higher than Him. He is as high as they go. Glory to God. And He is over you tonight. And He knows how to take care of His sheep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So we're going to believe for some miracles, aren't we? Hallelujah. That was what the Lord gave Pastor today. Amen. And those cloths that we gave out today, anointed. They had that anointing. That anointing oil is on them, and they have been prayed over. Amen. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It changes things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I feel faith. Faith has rose up in this place. Amen. Hallelujah. That's probably not proper English. We got any English teachers in here? I'm glad Monica's not here tonight. No, I'm just kidding. Faith has risen up in this place today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord. He is worthy. Let's just spend a minute praising God. He is worthy of our praise. He is mighty. He is awesome. He is wonderful. He is great. We thank you, God. There's nothing too hard for you. We thank you, God, that you are the good shepherd. You are the great shepherd, and you are the chief shepherd tonight. We thank you. You take good care of your sheep. Father, you are a good shepherd, and you take good care of your sheep tonight. Father, we thank you for it. Father, we're thanking you ahead of time for the miracles that you're about to do in our lives. Father, for the lives that are changing, God, for the turnaround in those people's lives. We thank you for salvation tonight. We thank you, Father God, that you touched bodies tonight, that you heal and that you do miracles, Father God, miracles and signs and wonders, Lord God. We thank you for it, Father. We thank you that you are a God of provision tonight, that you meet the needs of your people. Father, we thank you for a turnaround in finances in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, that you make a way where there seems to be no way. And I speak to the soul that has been wounded tonight. I call forth healing in the soul tonight in Jesus' name. I call forth healing in emotions tonight in the name of Jesus. I call forth a turnaround in wrong mindsets tonight in the name of Jesus. And those voices that have caused despair, those lying voices, I bind them in the name of Jesus. And I call them defeated in the name of Jesus. And I declare you have to take your hands off of God's people. You have to take your hands off of them in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare that they are free in Jesus' name. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Now I'm looking. for some testimonies of what God is doing. Because He's going to do some mighty things. Just be on the lookout for them. Amen. Be ready for them. Be expecting them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is good. Give Him another hand clap of praise tonight.